And it's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, thanks again for joining us. How are you?
I'm so glad to be here, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you again is our topic for today. The power of our thoughts. This maybe kind of piggybacks a little bit off of our previous show. Always nice when we can kind of get into our minds and see what's going on in there. So what can you tell us about today's topic?
Well, I think we underestimate how powerfully our thoughts impact the outcome of our lives. You know, this thought came when a listener wrote in and said, why don't things work out for me? And, you know, that was kind of a general question. So I played around with it a little bit. And there's so many aspects of our lives that we don't have control over that do contribute to the outcome of things. Some things we just can't weather, finances. We just can't always make it work. But there are some things that we can control, and that's the way we think about what happens. There was a poem, it's been attributed to so many people, but it was made popular in a movie that was about Margaret Thatcher. And I'm just going to say it to you really quickly. Mm-hmm. It's called Be Careful. It says, be careful of your thoughts, they become your words. Be careful of your words, they become your actions. Be careful of your actions, they become your habits. Be careful of your habits, that becomes your character. Be careful of your character, because that is your destiny. Mm. I think it's really important to remember that the ultimate goal is not the little stuff in between, not did I get the job or is the grass cut, but it's important to remember that it's our character that we're working on with our thoughts, how we approach a situation. So when people are saying things don't work out, we start with our thoughts.
And you touched on it in the beginning part of what you said there about how, I think a lot of us are guilty of this many times, overthinking about things we don't have control over. And it's those people that can kind of push that aside, say, hey, I can't control this, so I'm not going to spend time worrying about it or stressing over it. Those people seem to be a lot freer and clearer and happier. A lot of us tend to kind of lean on things too often that are out of our control, and it can really cause some problems.
It does, because what it really does is leads to some missed opportunities because we don't see them. And if things aren't working out for us, we want to do a little self-reflection. What are our thoughts? Do we give up? Do we say, I can never make it? Because typically when we think of something, we ask somebody about it and we get encouraged or we get new information. So we need to be encouraging ourselves. We need to say to ourselves, this is an interesting opportunity. If something comes up, how will I problem solve? How will I make the changes needed if it doesn't work out the first time the way I think? We have to say to ourselves, let's just see what happens. The way we think about it definitely impacts the outcome. So sometimes if we say an idea won't work, it doesn't ever work because the process doesn't start. We're the ones who put a stop in it. There's no chance for us to get to talk to other people, to try things out. And here's the character thing, to learn how to persevere. We just start thinking of ourselves as failures. But when we say to ourselves, let's see, or this could be interesting, somebody else did it, I'm going to try it, we give ourselves permission to talk about our ideas, see what information other people have, take action and try things out, problem solve. Again, another character. We become a person who takes risks, we persevere, we have habits and behaviors that improve and enhance our lives.
Well, so much of this is built around the attitude you have going in. If you can go in thinking positively, you can see maybe the goal, the end of the line. If you go in thinking negatively, you're just hindering yourself and your ability to try to get through whatever it is you're thinking about.
Exactly. If we think we're going to fail, we will fail because we don't try. We make sure that we succeed at failing. And if we think we're going to succeed, we will. We might not get our outcome, but we're going to get something, and we're going to develop our character and good, healthy habits, which affects our destiny, because your life matters.
Indeed it does. And again, we have run out of time for today, but thank you, Dr. Beth. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I look forward to it too. Thank you.
It is the show that you hear every week at this time, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And listeners, go ahead and submit your questions at safeharboril.com, and maybe you'll have your question answered or addressed on an upcoming program of Your Life Matters.